This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we looked at the book of Joshua chapter 14 and began a biographical study of the life of Caleb using the material found in this chapter. To do a biographical study, first collect all the information, then correlate it into an outline, finally crystallize what you have learned into some applications. In our last visit, we collected information about Caleb and correlated it into an outline. Title: Caleb, a Man of God. Main points: he was a man of conviction, he was a man of consistency, and he was a man of courage. He was committed to God and counted on God's promise. That was the underlying principle of his life. It strengthened him. Now let's crystallize what we've learned into some practical applications. First of all, hide God's word in your heart so it becomes the basis of your convictions. Convictions that don't have a solid, authoritative basis will not stand in times of difficulty. Remind yourself of God's promises when tempted to compromise or quit. Let the word of God encourage and inspire you. And finally, stand on God's promises as the basis of your efforts, Joshua 1:8. Keep the word of God in your heart. Follow it explicitly, and he will make your way prosperous. Caleb is an example of faith which sustained his courage and vigor even into old age. May his tribe increase, and may you be a part of that tribe. Notice in reading the book of Joshua, he was given this same challenge to make the word of God the map and mandate of his life. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.